I want to welcome everyone to our first AMAA Who's Who Book Marketing Training Program. We got a lot of great things going on. We're bringing the organization, everything into the 21st century. And I don't want you to fear the 21st century and the knowledge. And I know that for some of us, some of this can be trying at times, but I'm going to make everything as simple as I can possibly make it, so that we can focus on making a difference in the martial arts. So today I wanted to, you know, give you a little bit of an overview of how this project got started, where it's been, and now where it's going into the future. I know that we have several of our regional directors online and project people that are helping with this program. And to let everyone know that I'm not just sitting here doing all this by myself, the project that we have and the future projects require a lot of help and a lot of support. And for our inductees, we are looking for people that really would like to do some work in the martial arts, in the things that we're doing. We're looking for regional directors. We're looking for people to host seminars. We have a whole group of martial artists that are grandmasters that's going to be supporting our efforts and different styles of martial arts. So if someone is without leadership or without an instructor and they're trying to, you know, fake until you make it, well, we want to make changes for you and providing some of the best martial artists from taekwondo, karate, MMA, no matter what you're studying, providing those people to be able to support you in your continual growth. So I want to start first talking a little bit about myself and about the program so you can get a good foundation. Again, my name is Jesse Bowen. I've been studying the martial arts for a very long time, for over 40 years. I'm looking forward to that 50th year. And I started in the martial arts because I was tired of being picked on. I grew up as an only child, couldn't defend myself, didn't have any brothers or sisters to beat me up and get me rough and tough. And back in my day, if you weren't strong enough, then you were considered as being a coward. And I remember the movie come on, Branded, Coward Curse with a Coward Shield. What do you do when you're branded? And you know it's a lie. Well, that's how it actually is that I was never a coward. I remember the first programming I had, and it was elementary school, 1959. I'm entering the first grade, and my mom drops me off at school. And I love my mom. She was a great person, you know, and I would do whatever she asked me to do. I was a good boy. And she said, Jesse, don't you be out fighting. And I remember saying, no, Mama, I won't be fighting. Boy, I wish she had talked to the rest of those kids. You know, so I spent 12 years of my life paying off the bully. And, you know, like I said, you know, back in my day, we didn't have the word bully. You know, if you didn't fight, didn't stand up for yourself, then you were just considered as being a coward. And all it actually was my confidence in myself. And also the programming that I had of telling me not to do something, and because of my respect for my mom, then I obeyed whatever she said. And she just didn't tell the other guys. At the age of 21, I'm being picked on my job, and, you know, I decided that no more would I be picked on, be beat up. And I'd seen Bruce Lee Enter the Dragon, and it was a guy on my job. He studied some art called Taekwondo. I had never heard of Taekwondo. And I decided I didn't want to get beat up as Bruce Lee beat the guys up in the movies. So I just decided to, you know, I'm going to study karate. And I called every martial arts school in my city. And Karate International in Raleigh, North Carolina, was the only school that actually answered the telephone. And I began my study there. And that was, like I said, you know, we're heading towards 50 years ago. Now, I'm saying that to say this. This is what the book is about. How many kids, how many parents are struggling with the bullying issue that we have now mastered. I got involved in the martial arts, and I also like to say that martial arts doesn't do anything for you. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, it means that it is the instructor and the quality of their leadership and the manner in which they have learned their art and being able to implement this training into someone's life. So the martial arts instructor has to be a good leader. They really have to have their own life in check before they can check someone else. And so as I found a good teacher who was able to implement these skill sets, and the skill sets of focus, concentration, self-discipline, attitude, respect, all of these things, that's where my life changed. Without the martial arts in my life, I have no earthly idea where I would be. We definitely would not be on this call today. So, and the concept of the book is based on the same thing. I spent the first couple of years, writing about all the elite folks of the past, and I have much respect for that. But what I learned is that people like to talk for themselves, talk about themselves, but that's sometimes as far as it goes. So my focus is on not the champions. I mean, we're all champions in some rights, but my focus is on every person that's a martial artist that has a story that they can share in their community with their students on how to improve the quality of their lives. This is where we really have to make a difference. Well, how does the book play a part in that? Well, because as an inductee, the uniqueness of our program is that we are all part of a team. Number one, I want to help you grow your martial arts business. And you say, well, I don't have a school. Well, I want you to help you to be able to discover yourself. Because any time that you have to sit down and think about where you are, think about your past, where you are right now, this is an opportunity for you to begin to plan your future. So if you don't have a school, just the practice or the work of sitting down, writing your bio, helps to give you an indication of where you are right now in your life and where do you want to be. And this is the reality point. Like I said, I just had my 65th birthday. I can tell you this is a reality point. Okay, so you really have to really think about that. And then what is it that you're going through that some other person or parent is actually going through? So once we have published you in the book, then the next process is how do we let our family, friends, community, state, even the country, know about who we are as martial artists and this unique skill sets that we have developed about life change and how to be able to put these things together. And so we have developed a complete program about that. So the book is not about you being in the book and, hey, I'm in the book, that's an achievement. No, this is really about you being in the book and being willing to share your story with your community. And so what is the first step? Well, you've been nominated. Your bio's been approved. You're starting to get your marketing material. Now, in your marketing material, you have a brochure. You have your press release. You have a JPEG. That says that you're an inductee. You can now put this on your website. You can put this on your letterhead, and you're telling the world that, okay, I am an inductee into the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers biography book. So you have been published. We also have banners for your social media, letting everyone know. Now, if you're a school owner, this is where it's important. I know that I've talked to many martial artists, and we've been taught, I don't want to talk about myself. It sounds, egotistical. And I agree 100%. So why not let your students, your family, and your friends talk about you This is your best source of promoting yourself, is when other people are talking about you in a positive way. So with the program, you now let them know that you've been included. And one of the first questions they're going to ask you is, how do I get a copy of the book? There is the first question they're going to be asking you. How do I get a copy of the book? Well, in your promotional program, you have anywhere from 6 to 30 books. And what you're going to do is, we're giving you these books. These are your books. You can give them away. You can sell them. They're just in your package to support you to come into the event. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. Well, how do I get my students to sponsor me to come to this event? But once they discover that and you let them know that you're going to be hosting your own book signing when you return, then what they would do is actually purchase books. If you went in your classroom and you made the announcement, or maybe one of your staff members or senior students makes the announcement about you being focused in the book, published in the book, and that you're going to be going to Las Vegas and you're going to be honored in Vegas, then you say, well, Sensei has only 10 books. Who would like to be the first 10 books people to get a copy of the book? You're going to have moms, dads, kids, everyone jumping up, raising their hand. They want a copy. And that you're going to do a special book signing when you return. And so through that, so if you've got 6 books and the books are basically $50 each, that's $300 that we're putting back for you to be able to attend the banquet. And you can use that for your travel expenses. You can do that for anything that you want to. And you can also, you don't have to stop with the 6 books. Maybe you're on our bronze program and it has 6 books in the program. You say, well, this is not enough books. I need 20 books. That's not a problem, because you're going to buy the books at a discount. Now, the other thing is, after you announce to them that you are in the book, you send out your press release. You now send out your press release to your local media. You can go online. There are several free websites in which you can now post your press release out there. Now, you are one of 5 people selected from your state. The community needs to know that you are not just a martial artist. You are a person that is being pre-qualified with the experience to be able to help them to be able to solve problems. And this is why people join the martial arts. They join the martial arts. You know, you got some that, you know, they're joining because they love the karate movies, the action movies. Some people are joining for health reasons, lose weight. Some people are joining for self-confidence reasons. Everybody joins the martial arts for a reason. And within that, we provide the solutions to the reasons why they're actually getting involved in the martial arts. So you send out your press release. And what you do is, in about a week or so, you follow up or have one of your students or someone to follow up to your local media and see, did they receive it? Do they have any questions? We'll be more than happy to help from our end at the American Martial Arts Alliance. So that's what you want to do to get started with your program. Now, I know you're probably going to say, well, am I going to remember all of this information? No problem. We have created an online coaching program. It's self-paced. It's lesson by lesson. You now will log on. There's a special code for you to be able to use. This information is very valuable. So we have put a value on the information of $395. To you, it's absolutely free. To our inductees, our present or our past inductees, which is a step-by-step program to help you to be able to create your book book launch, your party, how to be able to reach out to the community. And every week there's a different lesson. And what we've done is set the program up that when you go through the course, I'm going to give you a little quiz at the end. You can now take the quiz and you will receive a certificate of certification that you have completed our marketing program. So that's another feather in your cap, is that you now have been certified to be a marketer in personal branding marketing. So that's another feather, you know, in your cap. Then we come to the next part of how does this book help you? Well, number one, I know in the martial arts, sometimes we don't want to think about revenue. I'm not going to say the sinful word money. I'm going to use the soft word revenue. Well, if you are in a martial arts business, then you must think about your business is a revenue base. You have to pay your landlord. You have to pay for your marketing, whether it's social media or whatever. You have to pay your power bill. You have to pay your taxes. You have to do your business. You have to do a lot of things. So you are actually a business. And being a business owner does not take anything away from you being a martial artist. And I always look at it as that I can help one person or I can help 200 people. I think that when God looks at me and says, well, what have you done, my good and faithful servant? Well, he says, well, you know, you have reached out and touched a whole lot of people, you know, so you have helped to spread a positive thing to help people to become better in their lives. And that's what we want to do. Well, when you do this, what's gained from it? Well, what's gained from it is I now gain students that would like to follow me on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, lifetime basis to be a part of my program. And I need to provide the best facility possible for them to do that in. And because they're my students and they want to see me grow, you do not have a student that would like to see you fail. Every student you have would love to see you grow. Your students want to brag on you. Hey, I brag, you know, 50 years, almost 50 years in relationship with my teacher. Every time I get a chance to boast and brag about how far he was in front of time and all the things he's taught me, and he's not only my teacher, you know, I'm a grown adult. I consider him as my father. That's the type of relationship that we actually have as a student and teacher. And your students are looking for mentors. They're looking for people that can be their lifelong friend, mentor, that person they can go to and they can trust. So by using this program, you can now generate revenue in your school by setting up your book signings, creating your membership drive just by letting your people know that when you come back, you're going to be hosting a book signing party. You can actually have them, and you say if you got 10 books, you can say to your students, well, I have 10 books, and I want to give you these books. And what you're going to do is to tell, you know, bring in, if you bring in a friend that joins, I'm going to give you a free copy of the book, and plus I'm going to invite you to a special pizza party with me and give your friend a free uniform. So because that's what you want. When friends bring friends into your martial arts program, it's harder for them to quit. They now have a connection. They have a reason. They have someone that they share something in common with. So this is just another powerful tool that we're going to be working on, you know, in this first few months. Now, another thing that you can do, maybe you say, for example, you don't have a school, but you're in the book, and so, well, I got these books. They're going to sit around and just gather dust. Don't let that happen. What you want to do is take these books to the library and donate them to your local library. Yes, your local library takes books, new and used. And the good part is that it's actually tax deductible. So for your books, if they're they're $50 a piece, you donate them to the library, then it has that same value when you get ready to do your taxes. So if you donated 10 books, That's $500 off of that you can declare as a deduction in there. But the most important thing from that, how many times, if you're a martial artist, have you had a kid or someone to walk in and say, look, I've been to the library. I checked out a karate book or martial arts book. You go, oh, yeah, you know, but it has nothing in there about you. So nothing in there really promotes your school. And a lot of times moms and dads will go to the library, check out books, and so that the kids can now read about karate or martial arts. So why not have a book in your local library that's about you? You give it to them, you sign the book, you sign that you autograph your page, and in the front of the book you say, well, please read my bio on page 1602, or whatever the page number may be. And then they go and read, and in the, on the front, once they read that, and it says, and read my bio and receive a free week of martial arts classes plus a free uniform. Put your telephone number down there. They read your bio. If they are interested in the martial arts, this now can become a positive stimulus for them now to choose to become to come to your school. Plus, it's a pre-qualifier. Even if they don't come right now, but if they read your bio and they know that you're in their city, then there's a great possibility that they're going to probably want to choose you as one of those first calls that they make to learn more about the martial arts. Now, you know, I've covered a lot of information. To now find out more, go to our website, and this is the new American Martial Arts Alliance Institute. We're probably going to have a name change coming up in the next few months, because this is what I want for the American Martial Arts Alliance to be, is not to be an organization. I want my desire is for it to be an institution for learning, to help people, to help martial artists, to help individuals to become better and to be able to gain more out of their martial arts practice, their martial arts study, and their martial arts business, and for it to be prosperous and have longevity to what we're actually doing. So with the link that came in your email, then go to the login. You can sign up for the course. There is a course code. Again, this course has a $395 value. So you can use that code, and it's absolutely free to our alumni and to our inductees. So I'm going to take a moment, and if anyone has a question, then they can ask me on this call, or you can always email me, or you can text me. If you're going to email me, then it's amaawhoswho@gmail.com. If you're going to text me, then it's 919-618-8075. I'm looking forward to working with each one of you to help you to promote yourselves through our book. I'm going to issue a $10,000 challenge to martial arts school owners to use this program in its next 30 days to bring an additional $10,000 into their martial arts program. And our next training session, I'm going to go into that just a little bit more. And everyone, I truly want to thank you for being a part of the unique opportunity that we have designed, developed, and presented to the martial arts. If you have any questions, again, you can give me a call, area code 919-618-8075, or you can email me at amaawhoswho@gmail.com.